I feel like the Lord's saying there was a lot of hostile spirits released, just to cause hostility between you and a child, or you and a spouse, you and a friend, you and a neighbor, you and a minister. And I just see the Lord, it's that spirit was sent to make you hostile. I just want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I cancel this assignment, and I command this assignment broken in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Let me just look up hostile real quick. Oh, we did this one time before. Hostile means to make a person an enemy. It means opposed in feeling, actions, and character. Antagonistic. Whoa. Not friendly, warm, or generous. Lord, we break the power of releasing spirits of hostility, antagonism towards anyone. And we cancel the spirits of hostility and antagonism that have been released against us to destroy relationships. We bind those now in the name of Jesus. They cannot affect our relationships that you're giving us grace to walk in. And we cancel that thing now. And we repent for making people our enemy when there's only one enemy, and he is defeated in the name of Jesus. Wow. Now, the Lord showed me where some people were really abused. You were either sexually abused or very physically and verbally abused to the point of you really would have been taken from that home had anyone known, or you may have been taken from that home. And there was such deep, deep-rooted hate in there, just really like a ball of hate. I just see like a ball of hate. It's stirring around right now. It's just stirring around right now. And there was some kind of feeling of, whoa, there was like no remorse for the hate, because there was a feeling of justified hate. This hate is justified. This hate is justified. This person deserves this hate, and I am not able to let it go. Whoa. It's like a ball. It's like a fiery ball that's just stirring up. This person deserves this hate, and I am not letting it go. They deserve this. They deserve this hate. They deserve this. And I just hear the Lord saying, you deserve my hate, but I don't have any towards you, towards mankind. I wouldn't let that ball in my heart. No matter what you've done, no matter how you've come against me, no matter what sins you've done, no matter how heinous the things you've done, led by the enemy, no matter how much, I would not let that in my heart. It cannot stay in the heart of someone who knows me, says the Lord. It cannot stay in the heart. It will destroy you, and it will take you away from me. And I see the Lord, he's walking up and down the aisles. He's walking right in front of you. And he's asking you if you have that ball of hate. It's like a fire. And it's been destroying you. It will destroy your health. It is one of the main reasons behind Alzheimer's. It's one of the main reasons behind dementia. It's one of the main reasons behind schizophrenia. It's one of the main reasons behind multi-personalities. It's one of the main reasons behind much sickness. It's a really strong feeling. This is justified. God says, you know what? It's justified by the judge, but you're not the judge. It's justified by the judge, and it will be dealt with. And if that person finds me and truly finds me and truly repents, it was dealt with on Calvary. And if they don't, it will be dealt with. But you are not the judge. And I see the Lord walking by, and he wants you to hand and say, Lord, you're right, I'm not the judge. And I can trust you with this, and I give it to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking this. Thank you for taking this. This is too hard to have. This is too hard to have. You already paid the price to take this. You already paid the price to be the judge. You've already paid the price, and you have compassion, and you have mercy, and you have love beyond what I understand. And I give this to you because you've already paid for it. So I can't justify it any longer. I can't justify holding on to hate that you already paid. Instead, you paid it for that person. You took it for that person. You took it for that person. I see the Lord standing before some of you. Whoa. And I see the Lord saying, look, I died for what that person did to you. I was tortured and tormented and tasted the grave. I tasted death. I was separated from my father. I was tormented. I paid. I paid. It was horrible. I pleaded with the Father to find another way that I would not have to go through such suffering and to be separated from Him. I tell you, it is a price no one wants to spend eternity paying. And that's why I paid it. And if you hold on to that hate that Satan purposely set you up to have, you will be eternally damned. And He will win your soul. Is your soul worth holding on to what I already paid for? And I hear the Lord saying, and you know, because you're not the judge, you're holding on to this, it's not going to affect that person. It's just going to affect you. There's nothing you can do to affect that person because you're not their Lord. You're not their judge. You're not their God. You have no authority to take my place. I see the Lord, He's put angels around some of you, and they're just surrounded with grace. And they're saying, tonight you can make this real. Tonight you can really give this painful, painful past, the molestation, the physical abuse, the criticism, the constant provoking, the constant being told you're stupid, you're no good, you're ugly, the constant feeling of hate that built up and built up and built up, the hurt and the pain from your husband sleeping with someone else, your wife sleeping with someone else, the hurt and the pain from being laughed at and made fun of and made the joke of the party, the deep, deep wounded pain. I see the Lord standing right in front of you saying, now give it to me. Give it to me. Because I paid for it. It belongs to me. I see the Lord. He's having some of you are having such a hard time. And as you look down at your feet, there's balls and chains on your feet. And there are demons sitting on the balls and the chains laughing. And they're not only laughing at you, they're laughing at what the price the Lord paid, and you won't give it to Him. They're mocking your relationship with God. And the Lord is saying, break through that anger and that pain and that hate and give this to me. And I'm going to dump it right on the head of those demons as I set you out of these shackles. Some of you let it go. Some of you let it go. Some of you are feeling a freedom you've never felt before. Some of you are feeling a lightness you never felt before. Some of you are still holding it. God says, this is your opportunity tonight. This is your opportunity tonight. And He's really telling you, don't give the enemy the advantage of walking out of here with His nature inside of you. If you're one of the people, it's not everybody, but you're one of the people where this was so hard and the pain is so deep, but you know you are choosing to give it to the Lord and see those chains busted off, and you really need that thing cast out of you, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, what you paid to set them free from my chains, Lord, I put you on the cross with this hate. They did what they did to me because of hate. And then I did what I've done because of hate. And you died because of it. And I ask you to forgive me. And I choose to forgive them with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I give up this deep-rooted hate. I give it up in the name of Jesus. I give it up in Jesus' name.